You know, when I did look back at Acts 2, which is this pivotal story, that they felt they were kind of reenacting, recreating, or re-experiencing 2,000 years later, one line jumped out. I mean, this is where the various followers of Jesus are there, and they suddenly begin to, and many other people from many other cultures, and they suddenly begin to, the tongues of fire. You tell the story, what happens in Acts 2.
Well, they're there. I mean, Jesus tells them that they need to go to Jerusalem and to wait until the promise of the Father has come, the promise being the Spirit being poured out upon them. And on that particular day, on the day of Pentecost, suddenly the place is swept with the sound of wind and tongues of fire distributing itself on each of their heads, and people begin to speak in other tongues. And these are languages that these apostles, the 120 actually gathered in that room, have never learned. They don't know them. And then there are pilgrims within Jerusalem at the time who hear what's going on, and they begin to ask these questions. Well, what is this? What does this mean? Here we have this uneducated person from up here in Northern Galilee speaking a language that, how in the world did he figure that out, and so forth. And yet God is you know, working with their hearts, helping them, giving the opportunity for something to happen here by way of communicating what they're experiencing. Some of these people mock them and say, well, these people, it's 9 o'clock in the morning here, these people are still drunk. What in the world's going on?
You know,
they've had a rowdy night. Yes. And Peter stands up and says, no, this is that. This is what the prophet Joel told us would take place in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, that at some point I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and it will come on your men and your women, your young folk, your old folk, your maidservants, your men servants. So it's going to cover class, it's going to cover gender, it's going to cover age, all these kinds of things. And these people are speaking in tongues as a result, as a clear evidence that this is in fact taking place. Now, that should point you back to the one who has come here, namely Jesus the Christ, who has brought the message of salvation. What are you going to do about it? And, of course, on the day of Pentecost, then, thousands of people become Christian as a result of this testimony that's based upon this experience of these folk speaking in other tongues. So there's, right even in Acts chapter 2, there's this evangelistic expectation that is consistent with what we find in Los Angeles in 1906.